Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
To you, when Congress passes a bill to put back in place the protections of Roe v. Wade, as President of the United States, I will proudly sign it into law. But understand, if Donald Trump were to be reelected, he will sign a national abortion ban.
Well, there she goes again. It's a lie. I'm not signing a ban, and there's no reason to sign a ban, because we've gotten what everybody wanted, Democrats, Republicans, and everybody else. And every legal scholar wanted it to be brought back into the states. And the states are voting.
I was raised and trained and believe in accuracy and truth-telling, explaining things. It's the teacher in me. It's the believer that, you know, it's important to get things right. And when you get them wrong, you should apologize and fix it. And you should never get things wrong on purpose. And just kind of all of that. That this whole conversation about abortion was so frustrating last night because, you know, the takeaway from it was that Trump didn't answer the would you vote veto a ban, right? And in fact, Bree Jackson on NBC this morning even made this, you know, three times I asked and he didn't answer.
Former President Trump was asked repeatedly if he would veto a federal abortion ban if Congress were to pass one. Mr. Trump dodged the question.
Good Lord. Well, if they'd asked her any of the questions they asked more than once, she would have been dodging those too. And that's what's frustrating because of how ABC moderated the debate and now how it gets, you know, repeatedly asking that question only on the one subject, right, is the problem. But okay, look, it's also, okay, he clearly put Supreme Court justices up. They overturned Roe versus Wade and made it a state's issue. And now many states have restricted it severely, and many states have not restricted it at all. And that's where we are. The problem is that he wants to say everybody wanted that. And clearly not everybody wanted that. People who already had the victory, you know, the pro-abortion and pro-choice, they're not the same. Pro-abortion is people who think that abortion is a good and useful thing and necessary. Pro-choice is people who morally, personally oppose it but think that it ought to be legal because they have some notion that you shouldn't be telling somebody what to do with their body, even though, of course, there's two bodies involved. Okay, but just terminologically, okay, the people who were pro-abortion and pro-choice were happy with how it was. People who are pro-life were not happy with how it was. We wanted it returned to the states. I mean, some of us want it banned entirely, which would be a complete reversal. I think that would be inappropriate because the Constitution doesn't give that power to the federal government. But okay, it's just, why can't we be honest about what happened? He's not accurate. She's not accurate.
52 years, this issue has torn our country apart, and they've wanted it back in the states. And I did something that nobody thought was possible. The states are now voting. What she says is an absolute lie.
About him wanting to ban, right? About him wanting to sign a ban. Okay, that's the part that he says is a lie. But the part about everybody wanting it back to the states is not accurate. I don't know if he knows it's a lie or not. It's false. I don't know if he knows it's true, okay?
And as far as the abortion ban, no, I'm not in favor of abortion ban, but it doesn't matter because this issue has now been taken over by the states.
Would you veto a national abortion ban if it came
to your
desk?
Well, I won't have to because, again, two things. Number one, she said she'll go back to Congress. She'll never get the vote. It's impossible for her to get the vote, especially now with the 50-50, essentially 50-50 in both Senate and the House. She's not going to get the vote. She can't get the vote. She won't even come close to it. So it's just talk.
Yeah, and he's right about that. It is just talk. Unless you get past cloture in the Senate with the 60 votes, right, you're not going to get anything like this making its way to the president's desk. So this really is all just talk, which is, again, why it was so bungled or deliberate of ABC to keep asking a question about a hypothetical issue that does not matter because it is never going to come to that. He's right.
The majority of Americans believe in a woman's right to make decisions about her own body, and that is why in every state where this issue has been on the ballot, in red and blue states both, the people of America have voted for freedom.
Okay, and I don't like that term, voted for freedom, because I think life is matters too, but okay, but she's right. places where it has been on the ballot, people have voted the other way. There have been a lot of cases where we've seen this happen, and that's true. But here's where it gets really just extra frustrating, again, for me, as somebody who tries to understand and tell the truth and get things and analyze them honestly. I'll play it for you in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about, but we're still dealing with the backup that's happened on 98 eastbound. If you're headed from Navarre Beach Bridge going east, we've seen some major delays there. About a 10-15 minute delay now as traffic's starting to move a little bit because they have the lanes back opened again. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need air conditioning, heating, electrical, or plumbing work done, Peden, they will take care of you. They have been around for 55 years. Professional service, show up on time, good quality products, good installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee. You know, all the things you would want. And it shows that they're doing well, a company that's thriving and growing and started in Panama City, is all the way east of Tallahassee, have been in Pensacola for a long time in Ellison Field, and now last year expanded west to Baldwin County, and then this year they just expanded to Mobile. So they are really growing, and like I said, all along the Gulf Coast, taking care of you with all of those needs. Now, we are, you know, obviously we've got a hurricane pending in Louisiana, but we are towards the end, really, or middle of the end of hurricane season, and that means that most people aren't out buying air conditioners right now, which means that they've got surplus. They've got in-stock air conditioning systems, and if you buy an AC system, and it's one that they've got in stock, $1,000 off, because they're trying to clear out the inventory, right? Create space for things that they're going to need in the winter. Or if, you know, you want to get your AC service for the fall, or maybe, you know, after the storms that are likely to hit tonight, you need something done, hey, Peden will take care of you. Peden.com. Back to the conversation last night in the debate. The first, and I don't know if it'll be the last. I still can't believe it's the first time they met. That's why it was so funny to me when she introduced herself at the beginning. You know, hi, Kamala Harris. Like, okay. I know. And now they're standing next to each other at the 9/11 stuff that's going on in New York this morning. So anyway, his comments about executing babies, all nonsense. We've talked about that. They fact-check him on it. They're not wrong for fact-checking. If they're going to fact-check, but they should have been consistent and fact-checked everything. But that's not the part that got me so frustrated. Okay, here goes.
You should ask, will she allow abortion in the 8th month, 9th month, 7th month?
Come on.
Okay, would you do that? Why don't you ask her that question?
Why don't you answer
That's the
question?
Problem.
Would you
because
veto?
Under Roe v. Wade,
answer the question.
You
would
could,
you veto?
You could do abortions in the 7th month, the 8th month, the 9th
That's
month,
not true.
And probably after birth.
That is 100% true until the part about after birth. That's exactly what the trimester system set up. It set it up so that you could do abortions in the late term, but a state could restrict them if they wanted to. The state had no real interest in the first trimester. The state had some health care related interest in the second trimester. And the state had post-viability third trimester, clearly had interests if they wanted to restrict. What he described is 100% accurate. And she said, that's not true. Here's the thing. She can't say, because of her base, including the radical pro-abortion folks, that there should be any restrictions at any time. She can't say that. And she believes that, I think. I think she is actually on board with that. And so she's going to bluster and act like 7, 8, 9 month abortions are, you're crazy, that never happens. No, it does. Oh, it's not the most common. It is certainly not the most common. But how many times does it have to happen for it to be disgusting and grotesque? Right? Okay. But she can't say that. Meanwhile, he can't say that he wants to have a ban because that would sacrifice the work he's done to move to the middle on this issue, which I think is where he naturally is. But he also can't say he would veto a ban because the pro-lifers that are kind of always a little bit uncertain about Trump these days, he can't say he would veto a ban because that would send them into a tizzy. So neither one of them can really say what they really believe, which is frustrating. 437-1620. Oh, this is a question I have gotten several times this morning on the text. I haven't had a chance to address it. Andrew, do you think that ABC leaked the questions to Kamala Harris? My answer is no, and in two ways. Number one, that's the kind of thing that gets out, and they knew they were going to fact check him aggressively, and so they're already fighting on her side where they need to, okay? But that's not the reason why I don't think they did. I don't think the questions were leaked to her because her answers to their questions were so bad. If they had leaked the questions, she would not have evaded them. You know, the thing that she did again and again is, you know, they would ask about Israel and she would not answer the question and then launch into a soliloquy about the history of Israel. Or they would ask about, there was a couple of them. Oh, the, you know, are people better off or worse off today? Well, the middle class. Like, I'm not going to answer that question. So if she had had the questions and they had had time to craft really good answers to them, the answers would have been better instead of being the clear deflections and evasions that they were. So my analysis is I don't think they were. And I think they knew they didn't have to because they knew they were going to side so heavily on the fact checks. 437-1620, 437-1620. I will say this. The other part of the debate that I thought came the closest to really landing for Trump, okay, was the idea of, you know, who's responsible for what happened in Ukraine and how to deal with, you know, Vladimir Putin and all of that.
Commander-in-chief, if elected, how would you deal with Vladimir Putin, and would it be any different from what we're seeing from President Biden?
Well, first of all, it's important to remind the former president, you're not running against Joe Biden, you're running against me. I believe the reason that Donald Trump says that this war would be over within 24 hours is because he would just give it up.
I just don't even know what that means. He's going to surrender? I mean, I don't know. It's weird.
I actually met with Zelensky a few days before Russia invaded, tried through force to change territorial boundaries, to defy one of the most important international rules and norms, which is the importance of sovereignty and territorial integrity.
Okay, she does good at the theoretical bluster, just like she did pretty well at the theoretical historical bluster on Israel and other. It's not an answer, right? Because the basic question is, what did you guys do? And the problem is, you haven't solved this. In fact, you invited it, Trump says.
And through the work that I and others did, we brought 50 countries together to support Ukraine in its righteous defense. And because of our support, because of the air defense, the ammunition, the artillery, the javelins, the Abrams tanks that we have provided, Ukraine stands as an independent and free country. If Donald Trump were president, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv right now. And understand what that would mean, because Putin's agenda is not just about Ukraine. Understand why the European allies and our NATO allies are so thankful that you are no longer president and that we understand the importance of the greatest military alliance the world has ever known, which is NATO.
Okay, true, but he's the guy who got them to spend money on their national defense so they were getting closer to fulfilling their obligations under NATO. It's not because he doesn't believe in NATO. It's because he does and knows that they ought to be participating in making it the stronger alliance that it is today.
And what we have done to preserve the ability of Zelensky and the Ukrainians to fight for their independence. Otherwise, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv with his eyes on the rest of Europe, starting with Poland. And why don't you tell the 800,000 Polish Americans right here in Pennsylvania how quickly you would give up for the sake of favor and what you think is a friendship with what is known to be a dictator who would eat you for lunch.
Vice President Harris, thank you. We've heard from both of you on Ukraine tonight. Afghanistan came up in the last hour. I wanted her to respond to something you said earlier, and now, please, I'll give you a minute here.
Putin would be sitting in Moscow, and he wouldn't have lost 300,000 men and women, but he would have been sitting in Moscow. Quiet, please. He would have been sitting in Moscow much happier than he is right now.
Because, as he said several times, it wouldn't have happened under him.
But just so you understand, they sent her to negotiate peace before this war started. 3 days later, he went in and he started the war because everything they said was weak and stupid. They said the wrong things. That war should have never started. She was the emissary. They sent her in to negotiate with Zelensky and Putin. And she did. And the war started 3 days later. And that's the kind of talent we have with her. She's worse than Biden.
Yeah, it's really interesting that she's bragging about how she went in a couple of days ahead of the invasion and did all this great work to protect Ukraine that then got invaded. It's a weird brag. That's a weird brag. And as he said elsewhere, you know, Putin got emboldened by what he saw in Afghanistan.
Missed a poignant moment today on Capitol Hill, honoring the soldiers who died in the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan. I do want to ask the vice president, do you believe you bear any responsibility in the way that withdrawal played out?
Well, I will tell you, I agreed with President Biden's decision to pull out of Afghanistan.
Interesting claim.
These people did the worst withdrawal and, in my opinion, the most embarrassing moment in the history of our country. And by the way, that's why Russia attacked Ukraine, because they saw how incompetent she and her boss are.
So, yeah, that was a very interesting to me, very interesting moment in the debate. And again, I think part of the challenge is you just have to know so much about so much in order to get through all of the misrepresentations and the ramblings and the personal accusations and the shading of the truth. I just don't know how much Americans know about the details who are not fully informed, you know, regular people who listen to talk radio and watch the news and read the newspaper, which is not most people, you know. I don't know how much those people know in order to get through all of this stuff. Time will tell, I suppose. 826 on News Radio 92.3. And, of course, the big thing people remember is that they're eating the cats and dogs. And Springfield, I still can't believe that was in the debate last night. Oh, my God. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to let you know about right now. Seeing the delay on 98 eastbound starting to ease up some. If you're from the Navarre Beach Bridge all the way over to Mary Esther, I'd say it's about a 5-10 minute delay through that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance on your generator. Their Generac certified technicians will make sure your generator is ready when needed. Need a new unit or a replacement? Remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you never spend a dime until your generator is on your property. White Sands Electric, a full-service electrical contractor. Call 850-433-6080 for all your electrical and generator needs. White Sands Electric.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7.
8:30 here on News Radio 92.3. Do expect a fairly strong storm with the possibility of tornadoes tonight as we are in the outer bands portion of this Hurricane Francine. What do you have in the headlines there, David?
Well, the world's first all-civilian spacewalk is going to happen tomorrow with the Polaris Dawn mission. the liftoff from Cape Canaveral sent Polaris Dawn into orbit. Again, that spacewalk tomorrow.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa.
People start leaving his rallies early out of exhaustion and boredom.
People don't leave my rallies. We have the biggest rallies.
The morning after his first debate with Vice President Harris, hosted by ABC, former President Trump tells Fox and Friends the moderators weren't fair to him.
It was 3-1. It was a rigged deal, as I assumed it would be.
He was fact-checked several times, but did get more speaking time than the vice president. It's September 11th, the ceremony in New York City.
23 years ago, terrorists flew hijacked planes into the twin World Trade Center towers as first responders rushed in to rescue as many as possible. They'll be honored in the ceremony at the 9/11 memorial, during which 6 moments of silence are observed, one each for when both World Trade Center towers were struck and fell, as well as the Pentagon attack and the crash of Flight 93 in Pennsylvania.
That is Fox's Tony J. Powers reporting. They are reading the names at this hour. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is cloudy, 73 right now in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Of course, we are following the latest on Hurricane Francine, still off the coast of Louisiana.
Right now, still a Category 1 storm with winds at about 90 miles per hour. That movement to the north and east expected to continue, though it may sort of accelerate a little bit through this afternoon.
That'll be making landfall later today. A woman shot a man that attempted to rob her Sunday. This happening as the victim was cleaning a rental property in Escambia County on Forest Street. Two men were assisting the woman, 19-year-old Jatarius Johnson and 22-year-old Avion Smith. Deputies say one of those two men pulled a handgun and then they attempted to rob the woman, but she struggled, retrieved her own handgun, and fired one gunshot. Both men fled the scene. Johnson was later found at a hospital being treated for a gunshot wound to the foot. Smith, wanted by deputies on warrants for robbery with a firearm, grand theft, and grand theft of a firearm. If you have information on the incident or on Smith's location, you're asked to contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. The Santa Rosa Board of Commissioners heard from a local Air Force captain who's taking part in the Miss Veteran America competition this week. Captain Eileen Clemens says that competition celebrates the women behind the uniform. The proceeds go to benefit homeless female veterans.
When I was 12 years old, I witnessed a really nasty divorce between my parents and my mom, who at that time had been a stay-at-home mom and had never worked, became homeless with the 4 children that she still had at home. And she was able to leverage her local resources to find a place for us to stay, and eventually we were able to purchase our house. But if she hadn't had those local resources, I don't know what we would have done.
And Captain Clemens says that without the support from the community that her mother received, she may never have gone on to become a successful military officer herself. She says there's more than 50,000 female veterans currently struggling with homelessness, and she's looking for sponsors for that competition. There is a link posted on the News Radio website with more information on that and the organizations. Santa Rosa County's Board of Commissioners will be voting on potentially a change that could affect dog walkers in Santa Rosa County this week.
You know, we know that dogs are not allowed in our public parks, but we've had a problem with people taking their dogs out on the soccer fields and the baseball fields and creating some problems, and people bringing their dogs to ball games. But Tiger Point Park, as you know, is kind of unique. It has that multi-use path that goes around the entire park.
That is Commissioner Colton Wright. He's proposing a pilot program that would allow dog walking on that path, multi-use path in the Tiger Point Park. He wants to install dog waste stations and also new signage that would state dogs are allowed on the path, but not on the sports fields. He said the idea came after he saw many people already doing it, but and didn't notice any problems. The idea did have unanimous support from the Santa Rosa Board of Commissioners. That'll be voted on at a meeting on Thursday. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still, if you're on 98 eastbound from the Navarre Beach Bridge over through Mary Esther, and you're going to see some delays. Traffic is moving again, but I'm still seeing maybe a 5 to 10 minute delay in that area. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And it is 8:35, our Channel 3 forecast.
60% chance of showers and thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 81. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. On Wednesday, 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Rain chances increase as we go later into your day on Wednesday with a chance of severe weather as Francine makes landfall Wednesday morning. As we go into Wednesday afternoon, things are looking around 79 degrees with a low near 75. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
73 degrees, cloudy skies in Pensacola, 72 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Your next news at 9 o'clock and breaking news anytime. And your money now. For this morning, our markets are opening with a little bit of a mix. Our Dow is down 384 points at 40,352. The S&P 500 down 22 points at 5,474. The NASDAQ, though, is up by about 19 points this morning at 1745. The 10-year bond rate is up just a bit today at 3.66%. Gold price is down $3.10 at 2540 even. Silver prices are up 37 cents, 28.99, and crypto taking a bit of a hit this morning. Bitcoin down just over $1,300 right now at $56,489. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope. From the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh.
going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh. Idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today you got a rare preview when I asked Mayor Reeves about today's frivolous topic question, and it goes like this. When you go to open a can, what I'm thinking of is like a can of pineapple, you know, sliced pineapples or tomato sauce or soup or something like that, okay? My question is, 437-1620, do you clean the lid off at all? And that can be true whether it's a pull pop or whether it's a can opener, but do you do anything to clean the lid? I could also apply to Coke or, you know, soda cans, beer cans, anything like that. 437-1620. I think there are a couple of different strategies people might use here, but I'm just curious because the mayor said, basically, I never do, and thanks for that, now I have to. I try hard not to imagine all the different places that that can may have been or by whom it might have been touched before it winds up in my pantry. Now, true, most of that stuff has probably died off in the transportation, so it's more just ick factor than actual biohazard, but still, there's a lot of little nooks and crannies, let's just say, in the soda can, the beer can, or the pineapple can. 437-1620. What is your strategy, John Pickens?
I do not lick the top of the can.
Lick?
Yeah.
Nobody proposed licking.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
The exact opposite of what I'm talking about.
No,
why
I do
on
not
earth
clean
would you
it.
Lick the can to clean it? What's wrong with you?
I wanted to provide an opposite.
Did you misunderstand the question?
No. I don't wash it off or anything because I'm always scared my tongue will get cut.
Don't. That's not the tongue thing. Who uses their tongue? Okay. Let me.
The dog licks it.
Yeah. Somebody says that 437-1620. One of the texts here. The dog licks it. Ew. Why do you hate your dog? Okay. So strategy number one. Okay. I think is strategy number one is do nothing. Trust the manufacturer. Not the best strategy necessarily, but it is a strategy. Let's call it that. The strategy of indifference. Maybe we'll call it the Gen X strategy. Okay. Strategy number two, I would say, is the finger wipe. You know, you just generally run your finger around the edge, maybe around the outside edge of the can, and you just whatever your finger gets, you get. And after that, you're drinking it, you're pouring it, you're can opening it. I don't know if that's a great strategy. I'm not sure the CDC endorses that strategy. And by the way, I'm not so much concerned about biohazard. I'm more like the dust and debris and stuff like that that I know is there, especially if the can's been on the shelf for a while or in my pantry for a while. But I'll tell you, strategy number three, and I am not alone on this one. I am sure because just the other day I watched my wife do it, so I know at least the two of us have this, is the old... just hold it up near your mouth and a good hard... Just blow. That'll clean it off. Totally sanitary. I've done it 1,000 times, and I must admit, I think that's my default strategy, is before I open the pineapple or the soup or the, you know, the beer can or whatever, it's either the finger rub around the rim or it's the blow, or maybe it's a blow and, you know, that's it. I'm not running them underwater. I'm not getting on a sponge or paper towel or anything like that. So call me with your strategy, 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody says, I do not clean off the top of cans. I'm very surprised that you do, considering you don't wash your spaghetti pot. That's cooked, empty pot versus a filthy aluminum can. I don't know how you can even make these comparisons. I think you failed analogy school. 437-1620. If the can looks dirty, sure. Otherwise, I haven't died yet from lack of can rinsing. No, that's a fair... it's the old Gen Z defense. Like, we all survived it. How bad can it be? You know? People were jumping off the monkey bars and jumping off the swings and killing each other in the seesaw, mostly. And we're all okay. You know, it's fine. Somebody says, if it's actually showing dirt... I'm 64 and for years I never cleaned it. If it looks clean, never been sick from it. Well, as far as you know, and you never know, you never specified the top or the bottom of the lid. Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. Somebody use a damp paper towel. See, now that's just too much work. Like, I care about my health and non-ickiness only to the point where I'm willing to either blow or just, you know, rub it with my finger or whatever. I'm not willing to damp. That's, you're wasting a paper towel. You got to get it wet. It takes time. You got to throw extra things out. I mean, it's just too much trouble. Not interested. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Still dealing with that backup on 98 all the way from Navarre Beach Bridge through Mary Esther. Traffic is flowing, but there's about a 10-minute delay in your travels there. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
I got one text that somebody says, dang it, now I have to start washing cans. Well, it's not that I'm making your life worse. It's that I'm helping align your life with your true inner values. I remind you of a case where you haven't,
you know
yet
that.
Explored that. 437-1620, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, one with a can opener maybe. Frontier Motors, they've been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years with good quality used cars. Cars that are a year, two, 3 years young, low miles, great condition. Cars that you can count on. Cars that you can, you know, if your car is the kind where you're like, man, I hope it works today, go to Frontier. Come on. You're better. You deserve better. You deserve to enjoy your car. If it's a car where you're like, man, I hope people don't see it. I got to drive this car. Go to Frontier. Find out what they've got. See that there is a better future for you. There's a better car for you. And they're just fantastic folks, and they stand by their products and good prices and all that. Frontier Motors, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620. The question of the day is, do you have a can cleaning strategy where you either blow off the lid of the can, where you rub it with your finger, where you use a paper towel or a sponge, nothing whatsoever? I don't know. I suppose some people sanitize. That would be super weird to me, but I suppose that's like the extensive extreme. Somebody says, but do you clean the can opener? Oh, no, my can opener's super gross. No, you're right. The can opener's, yeah, it's got, when it starts to be noticeable, I'll wipe it off. Yeah, and that's always been my thought, is like, if you have a dirty can and then use the can opener, you're just forcing all that stuff into the can. And that's just always been my way. Somebody says, so you're blowing all that bacteria in your mouth across the can. You're so smart. I am. I have an advanced degree in bioscience. Let's see. Somebody says, rats are in many grocery stores. They crawl all over at night. Yuck, wash the tops of the cans. Oh! Mm. You made it that one step worse. Thanks for that. With any can, I completely wash, rinse out the lid in the can itself. I work in the grocery business, and there's mice droppings on the cans. Oh, that's two in one day. Same concept. Would you have rather not known? Yes. Yes, because we all haven't died yet, right?
We can't quite trace this E. coli outbreak. We're not sure where it's coming from. Could be the lettuce.
Could be the rat poop cans. Why didn't that come up in the presidential debate? Just in from Springfield, Ohio. Sometimes I used to work in the warehouse in the Coca-Cola business, and trust me, you should wash your cans before you drink out of them. Oh, that's three in a row. Oh, you're killing me, because they're implying something even worse than rat poop. Rinse it every time. By not washing the can and using it, you're building up a better immune system. Okay, fair enough. I use my shirt. Oh, there you go. That's thinking about it a different way. Let's see. Somebody says, ignorance or it was bliss. Thanks, Can Man. The end of my shirt works good. Having a degree doesn't make you smart. I'm Gen X, and I have the water hose immune system. I'm with you. Another T-shirt wiper. I like that. I've worked at a grocery store. We had rats so big that we named it Master Splinter and Stay Out of His Way. Live birds are common in grocery stores. This topic has taken a turn, but I feel like it's my contribution to public safety. I wash my can with soap and water. Wow. And then finally, and yes, in the distribution warehouse, there would be... rodents, and some rodents are king of the can hill. 849 on News Radio. I may have to go to washing now. I may have to escalate my response time. I'm not really sure if I like how this has gone. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home far away from rats, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty, they'll help you. Sold 175 homes last year. And look, it's a big deal. It's a big choice. It's a lot of uncertainty. There can be a lot of apprehension because the market is changing and the interest rates are changing. And if they're going down, does that mean that more people will, you know, be buying? Does that mean the market will get better? Will the investors jump back in if they had jumped out for a while? What's going on with rentals? Should I buy a house for rent and, you know, to turn it into a rental? What about competitive rentals in the air? Like all that stuff, okay? Not to mention commission shifting and home insurance. Home insurance is a bear in Florida. You all know it. It's terrible, but that's now become a part of the price of a house is home insurance. So all of that stuff, you have to factor all of that in, and that's why you get a good real estate agent. Christina Leavenworth is a really good real estate agent. She surrounded herself with equally passionate, personable, and detail-oriented people. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinky Realty.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Drink, Wamas! Jerry Curl! Where's the beef?
Excuse me, miss. What color is Michael Jackson?
Black.
Good morning, 8:53 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Alan Strum, I thought, really, he said it last night, and it was when he put up the map, the radar map of what he expects tonight at around 10 o'clock.
And I want to say that I think the biggest concern, I think it may end up being a little bit more stormy here than what people are expecting.
No.
Right? So, and it's going to be about this time tomorrow night through the late night and overnight hours. And I am concerned about the tornadoes. I mean, we're on the eastern edge of the storm, that worst part, that stronger part. And as the, if those bands develop and they come pulling up from the south, we're going to end up with a tornado threat. So I'll anticipate at this time tomorrow we'll be under a tornado watch, and we may have individual warnings as we are really perfectly positioned to see a tornado threat. Hopefully the thing weakens, hits land, and we don't see that, but that's what I believe at this time right now.
As I'm looking at the weather radar, the News Radar ThreatNet radar, the you know, it's got the potential to give us, like, really right now it's Mississippi and New Orleans and, you know, south and west of there is really getting hit. But later tonight, this is what we're looking at, is the possibility strong, you know, because we're a dirty side of the thing. You know, just because we're not in the cone, as he said last night, doesn't mean that we're going to be free from the effects. So, yeah, I'm personally preparing like it's going to be a really bad thunderstorm tonight from about maybe 8 overnight into maybe 4 o'clock in the morning. That's what I am. I'm not putting up hurricane shutters, but I'm, you know, putting stuff away and taking stuff in from outside that might get blown around in a strong wind and, you know, having water and food and all the stuff you're supposed to do, you know, just in case, because, you know, even if you don't get hit by a hurricane, if a tornado comes through, that's going to be a big deal anywhere it happens, right? If that's what happens. 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
Still dealing with that delay that happened on 98 eastbound from the Navarre Beach Bridge all the way through Mary Esther. It's about a 5 to 10 minute delay but just seeing lots of traffic in the eastbound. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Last comments about the debate from last night, and then thankfully I can return to local politics tomorrow because there's so much to cover. I really honestly could not believe it. Of all the things they didn't ask last night about Kamala Harris's bizarre policies about everything, they instead asked this.
Mr. President, you recently said of Vice President Harris, quote, "I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago happened to turn black. And now she wants to be known as black." I want to ask a bigger picture question here tonight. Why do you believe it's appropriate to weigh in on the racial identity of your opponent?
I don't, and I don't care. I don't care what she is. I don't care. You make a big deal out of something. I couldn't care less. Whatever she wants to be is okay with me.
Which I actually thought was quite a good answer. I'm not going to play this game.
But those were your words, so I'm asking.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, all I can say is I read where she was not black. That she put out, and I'll say that. And then I read that she was black, and that's okay. Either one was okay with me. That's up to her.
Yeah, and you know, and then of course she launches into this long answer about how he's a racist, and we all knew it from back in the day when he was a slumlord or whatever. So, I always think not just that the candidates could be better, but that the moderators could be better. Can we not find better moderators? Can we not find better questions, more relevant questions, better handling of the challenges of moderating a debate between such difficult people? I mean, it just always disappointed in this. And somebody said, you know what they should do is they should ask a question, and if they start to not answer the question, they should mute the mic and then say, it's not what we asked. This is what we asked. Try again. I don't know. I don't mind being a little bit more invasive with your moderating, but you have to do it in a way that makes it so everybody recognizes that it's fair. That's the challenge. If you're gonna involve yourself in the debate, you've got to do it in a super fair way and be equally challenging to everybody. I like to think that's how I do it when I'm a moderator, and I actually don't try to involve myself too much in the moderating, but I will when necessary. Anyway, summary comments. Actually, I thought if anybody was still listening, because I think a lot of times you got to get your licks in by the 20-minute mark or nobody's going to hear it. Because do most people watch the whole thing? I don't know. I do because I have to, literally because I have to. I would not. If I could have just avoided it, I would have done that. But probably I thought Trump had the best just general summary clothesline.
So she just started by saying she's going to do this, she's going to do that, she's going to do all these wonderful things. Why hasn't she done it? She's been there for 3.5 years. They've had 3.5 years to fix the border. They've had 3.5 years to create jobs and all the things we talked about. Why hasn't she done it?
And to ABC's credit, they even asked the question, why now, 6 months before the election on immigration, right? Which was a fair question that she did not answer at all. Another evasion. All right, so it is also today. It is the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, and you know, you've heard Fox News talking about this all morning. In fact, right now at 8:59 our time, 9:59 Eastern time, would have been when the South Tower began its collapse. Took about 10 seconds to do, and then you know, Airline Flight 93 made its crash, and the North Tower collapses in about a half an hour. Just a horrendously visceral, painful moment in American history where, you know, so many people lost loved ones, so many people had connections to it, and of course the entire country suffered the consequences of this atrocious attack on us and on our civilians. And never want to go an anniversary without remembering what happened